When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Margarita Monet from Edge of Paradise, and you're tuned into Side Jams with Brian Raisman.
Greetings, everyone. This is Brian Raisman, host of Side Jams, and welcoming you to our latest episode featuring the drummer for Burning Witches, Lala Frischknecht. I think I almost got that right.
Yes! Perfect.
Fabulous. Of course, you guys have a new album coming out. The Dark Tower. I was actually checking it out on the drive home from New York to Boston last night. There's a lot of cool tracks. I particularly like Renegade and the title track.
Oh, yeah. This is kind of like classical heavy metal up in your ass. You know what I mean? This is kind of like headbang and then dancing at the same time. And there's some melodic thing there. I really love that song. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, and then of course tomorrow there's like the big ballad, and I think also the title track's got has different tempos, lots of big guitar harmonies, and interestingly enough, I just recently I contributed to this book 10 years ago. It's called The Art of Metal.
Wow! And congratulations.
And I ended up editing sort of the new edition. So first we have my new chapter here. Metal Now, which I think you can see.
Yeah.
And on top of that, so right here in the corner.
Oh, wow.
See that?
What a beauty.
Who's that? Who could that be?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us there in the as a contributor and the metal.
It's a cool metal cover, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much. What an honor. It's an honor.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
for chatting. And I know we wanted to talk about your side jam is cooking, something that I am not skilled at whatsoever. And it's interesting because you're born and raised in the Philippines and then you came to Switzerland.
Yep.
So I'm curious if there were traditional dishes, Filipino dishes that you learned and then coming to Switzerland, if that informed your cooking, if you mix things together or...
No, I don't do fusion. I don't do that. I don't do it because for me, if I want to cook certain food, it has to taste authentic, and that's why you cook food. You want to taste the real one. So I don't mix a fusion thing. But I grew up in a family likes cooking and love music. So when my grandmother cooks in the kitchen, I'm always there looking. And if we buy something in the supermarket or the dirty market, I'm always paying attention how they cut the chicken. Even I was like really small, 8 years old, that young.
Wow.
I'm interested to those things, yeah.
So what kind of dishes do you like to cook?
It depends what kind of food I want to eat the next day. For example, tomorrow will be Thai food. The next day will be Korean food, and then Japanese food, Filipino food, pasta, European food, German food, anything. Me and my husband doesn't go to a restaurant that much because if we go to a restaurant, it's supposed to be the food that which I cannot cook at home. So, whenever we go to a restaurant, if I like the food, I taste it very well and just trying to wonder what they put there and apply it at home. And then I will do it at least 10 times until I perfect it. The chicken or the sauce of what they put it there. Yeah. Sorry for my English, it's not that good.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's interesting. A friend of mine was a chef for a little while. And so when he would go to restaurants, he would definitely be critiquing like the presentation and the taste and everything. Do you find yourself thinking about food in a different way than your husband would because you do cook a lot?
Yes, my husband is the one who complains every time. The first bite, and then he will gonna look at me saying, oh, your food is tastes better than this. And then I will just say, shh.
Between Thai and Korean and Filipino food, there's obviously there's differences too, I'm assuming. A lot of differences in terms of spices and in terms of tastes.
I think Thai food use a lot of spices, different ones, especially coriander. Mm-hmm. And but I can compare the Thai food to a Filipino food because they use also coconut milk and ginger, something like that. And then, of course, the fish sauce is there every time, which is really stinky, but it adds a story to a dish of Asian food. Even Chinese use that, even Koreans, not much Japanese, because Japanese use something special like bonito flakes. They have this special bouillon made from marinated fish, and then they dry it for long, and then they will do this, how you call that? And then boil it, and that's the bouillon. And also from the bouillon from seaweed. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to look at my kitchen, I have thousands of ingredients here.
Really?
Yes, yes. Every person who comes to our place likes cooking, and I will introduce my kitchen. Look at this. Oh my God, you're so crazy. How can you use all of these things?
Yeah. I mean, so when you were a kid, was it just a family thing, everybody gathering around and cooking, or is it just something you took a natural interest in?
Yeah, they like to cook, and I also like to look and eat after that. And then my family has this specialty in cooking. My grandma is really a big time cook. We use the, you know, the old school wooden things. You will fire, and then she will hang some meat on the top. So it will be kind of like a smoke something. And then she don't use bouillon. She will use it as her bouillon. This fat and things. Yeah.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
So now, obviously, you know, as a drummer, you've got to stay in shape. You want to make sure that you're strong. You got all those double kicks you got to do. When you're going out on tours, there are certain, do you cook for yourself a lot on tours? Is there a certain diet you try to stick to?
No, I just eat whatever I want. And during the tour, you're so busy. You have to think about many things, preparation, stage preparation, drum settings and everything. So sometimes I cannot eat much during the tour. That's why I lose weight. I mean, lose weight, easy 5 kilos. But I like it anyway. No, not much effort to lose weight. Yeah, it's just automatically because in the food that, of course, it's really delicious. But if you're used to your own food and cooking at home all the time, 3 times a day or 2 times a day, you will miss it. You will miss this authenticity that the home-cooked meal. Yeah.
What is your favorite dish to cook? And then what's the hardest dish that you've done to cook?
Hardest is, I think it's dumpling, Chinese dumplings.
Really?
Yes, because I don't have gadget. I do it by hand. So one dumpling costs for me 5 to 10 minutes, and you make 100 dumplings.
Wow.
Yeah, because you can buy something like you put it there, put the thing there, and the meat, and just like ravioli. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do it by my hand, so. This is really, really easy. And the easiest, I think, meal for me is Japanese. Simple ingredients. That's it. Soya sauce, mirin, and Japanese wine. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. Simple, and my kitchen doesn't smell that bad. Yeah.
So I guess restaurant-wise, you probably shouldn't open a Chinese restaurant if it's going to take you that long to do the dumplings. It would probably take you like...
Yeah, it takes a lot of time, yeah. And the thing in Chinese or Asian cooking is you have to, usually we cook it in the gas. And here in Switzerland, we only have this ceramic thing. And the heat is not enough for a wok. So it's not the same. I mean, the authentic thing is when you taste a little bit burn thing, you know, crusty, it adds flavor to the dish.
Oh, interesting. So you've had to adjust. Are there other things you've had to adjust to in Switzerland in terms of what, in terms of kitchen, in terms of cooking utensils?
I think the ingredients. Sometimes I'm having a hard time to look for ingredients, especially Filipino ingredients. It's not much Filipinos are living here, but if we speak about Thai food, we can easily get it, or Vietnamese food, Chinese ingredients, you can easily get it. Yeah.
I remember years and years ago, I was visiting the Blind Guardian guys in Germany, and they're like, don't get Mexican food in Germany. Like, you know.
Why?
Because not that many Mexicans there. Right? And it's like, it just wasn't that, you know, for some reason, it just did not turn out well. Now, I had great Italian food in Germany, and a friend of mine was like, so why would that be? I said, well, Italy is nearby. I mean, you've got probably a lot more people immigrating from Italy to Germany than say Mexico to Germany.
Yeah, it's really not the same. When we were in Mexico, Mexico Fest the last time during our Latin American tour, and I taste this nachos. Wow, tastes totally different than the nachos you're buying here or somewhere. Really, to taste this authenticity and the traditional way how they cook it.
So, like, on tour, are there any favorite restaurants you have around the world? Any places that you've managed to go that you like when you do eat out?
Yeah, in America, we were in, we eat some nice shrimp. I forgot the name. It's a famous place where there's kind of like a porous gump thing.
The Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Tastes really good.
Really?
And in America, we like to go to Waffle House. Best breakfast ever.
Thing people love. A lot of people love Waffle House. It's just not the thing I would expect. But then again, you know, Rob Halford has told me he loves to go to Cracker Barrel. That's like his guilty pleasure.
We have to try Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. Yeah, I've never been to a Cracker Barrel. Are there any? Have you found any good Swiss food in America? Or good Filipino food as well.
No. Better not, because if I will go there, I will still compare my food. And that's the thing. That's the problem. So I better eat something like Vietnamese or Chinese, and I will be happy with rice. Yeah. Mm. And everybody likes Asian food anyway. So especially Romana. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever cooked for your bandmates?
Of course, they love it. And Sweet, our manager, also cook for us sometimes, and he's also a good cook. Yeah, and Romana for German food, she is really, really good with that. Roast beef, German with wine and something, and it's big meat, and you slice it, and it's so, how we call that, juicy and then soft. Yeah.
Tender, yeah, yeah.
Tender, yeah. Well, sorry.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then, so is there any favorite dish of that they have of yours? Anything they really love to have you cook for them?
Maybe. They really love my fried rice, Chinese fried rice. Everybody's asking for that. And the Filipino barbecue. Similar to American barbecue. Yeah. Pork.
What's the difference? What's the difference between the two?
Maybe the ingredients, because we use some kind of lemon called calamansi, and you don't have in America, and you use something like vinegar in the barbecue. Hmm. And we use ketchup. Ketchup in the barbecue, yeah. Yeah. And they love it. And usually my bandmates doesn't eat pork, but when I cook that, everybody will. Oh, can I have more? Something like that.
You have a special ingredient? Just the way you make it?
Yes, ketchup and soy sauce, and pineapple juice and Sprite. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
mixing it in, really. You mix in Sprite with that?
Yeah, pineapple juice, Sprite, a little bit of sugar, garlic, soy sauce.
That's interesting. What similarities and differences have you found between Filipino and Swiss cuisine?
Swiss cuisine is easier, and they have something like Gordon Bleu with some cheese inside, and then fry the meat. Breaded, and of course it's Swiss food is more potatoes. They have this rosti thing, and I love it.
Okay.
And cheese fondue, so it's totally different. They don't use much ingredients. The Swiss food,
really.
No, not much, yeah.
It's always interesting just to hear what people like in different places. You know, I interviewed Midge Yore from Ultravox about cooking. You know, he likes to do Asian fusion stuff. He didn't consider it fusion. He was just mixing things together. And I guess that's what it's called. So is there any one dish you really have wanted to try that you haven't mastered yet? Something that you'd like to get done, get right?
Maybe Mexican food. Yeah. I want to do it because I'm also making the Lebanese food, shawarma, but I want to try this really nice nachos or tacos or something like that.
Are you very organized in the kitchen?
Very well organized. Everything has an expiration date. Everything has a name on it. Coriander, expiration date, this one in the bottom. Lettering, you know. You know, these things. So, it's very beautiful. Beautiful, as we say in Philippines, beautiful, not beautiful.
Thank you very much. It's been great chatting with you.
Thank you so much, and also you. And have a nice sleep later.
Yeah, I know. I got up early. It's worth it. And looking forward to seeing you guys back out on tour.
Yeah, thank you so much. See you next time.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.